Merry Christmas, everyone. We all hope that you're enjoying the holiday weekend. Today's show is an encore presentation that originally aired on November 16th. Book your travels to join us on the Seabourn Alaskan Cruise this August now at rmworldtravel.com.
Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins.
With the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. We are a few minutes past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, November 16th, 2024, and week 244 of the National Communal Forum is about to come your way. Listen, if you missed hour one and our opening A block for some reason of the show today, we really do encourage you to go listen to it once the show is over today on our website. The program will be posted there. Our team typically has it up by about 2 p.m. Eastern time after the full show has transmitted via satellite to all of our stations. I'm bringing this up because it's a milestone day here on the show. We announced earlier new affiliates pushing us over 600 weekly stations now airing this program across the USA. We also announced we just won two Lowell Thomas Awards and the Gold Award as the show was recognized by the SATW Foundation for the seventh time as the top nationally syndicated travel radio show. So it's a true honor. Thanks to everybody. But right now, Mary, we've got three of those 600-plus affiliates waiting for us. Who's joining us for the NCF?
We do indeed. Let's welcome Lola Reiser, news director with our affiliate AM 620 and FM 101.1 WWNR Radio in Beckley, West Virginia. We have Roger Grossman, sports director with affiliate AM 1480 and FM 99.7 WRSW Radio. That's Warsaw, Indiana, and they're in the South Bend DMA. And Troy Mellinger, morning host and news and sports director from our Great Falls, Montana affiliate, FM 102.7 KINX Radio.
Well, Troy's got a lot going on there. Good morning, Lola, Roger, and Troy. Welcome.
Good morning. Great to hear from you.
Well, great to have all of you aboard with us today. Lola, we're going to go ladies first today. Mary and I were just back in your state in September. You had a major election with Governor Jim Justice, now headed to Washington, D.C. to become a U.S. senator. The country's going to get a chance to know baby dog, as you all have in West Virginia. At the end of last hour, for our destination spotlight on Colorado Springs, our listeners heard us talking skiing with Doug Price. In 35 days, winter officially begins. West Virginia is a state that offers five major ski resorts, plus a few minor ones. So I'm told you're on location today at a holiday expo there. Give folks listening how you do the holidays in West Virginia and why you're also a place to come enjoy some skiing.
I will tell you that the holidays are all about family. And if you are looking for everybody always tells me when people travel here that our local residents are just so nice. We treat everyone like family. And so you're always going to get a warm welcome here in West Virginia. We're actually expecting to have our first snowfall coming up next week in the higher elevations. So our ski resorts like Winter Place and also Snowshoe, I'm sure, are very excited about that news.
Yeah, sure. Sounds fun. Lola, it's nice to have you with us today. So let's go to Indiana. Roger, I want to go in a different direction with you. First of all, just to give our listeners an idea of where Warsaw is located, you're just under an hour, give or take, southeast of South Bend. Roger, you've been in radio, specifically sports radio, within your community for over 30 years, and I have heard that you're a travel organizer in your own right, because we've been told that you coordinate bus trips to Wrigley Field in Chicago for people within your community. And I really would like to give you an opportunity to talk to us about who you're taking on these trips and how long you've been doing them.
Well, it's listeners, Mary. It's mm-hmm. just listeners who are Cubs fans. And we pack a charter bus with 56 people. And we take them from here in Warsaw. It's less than 3 hours to downtown Chicago. And we take them there, and we give them a good time at Wrigley Field and let them shop at the shops and eat at the restaurants around Wrigleyville. And we have movies for them to watch on the way up there and the way back. And if they want to take a nap, they can do that too. So it's been a lot of fun. We've been doing that now for 15 years.
15 years. Wow. Good for you. And are you like a tour guide when you do this?
Oh, yeah. I love that place. I've been to Wrigley Field over 100 times, and wow, it is a thrill and an honor to take people. And every year we have 5 or 10 people who've never been, and so if they want special insight on where stuff is and what to see, I'm happy to do that for them.
Well, Chicago's a great city, no question, Roger. Mary and I, we were there for a big Let's Go America tour a few years ago. I got to go on the field at Wrigley and all behind.
Yeah, it's a great stadium.
If you're a baseball fan, it's a place to go.
I love
so
that.
Happy you're
Thanks,
doing
Roger.
That. So, Rudy, we got to go to Troy in Great Falls, Montana. Yep. They are northeast of Missoula and Butte in a great part of the state.
Well, I did look up some hi, Troy. Rudy Maxey here. I did look up some factoids about the place. You're known as the Electric City, and looking at photographs of what I think are falls in the Missouri River, I gather that's the reason.
That is exactly right. There are five dams along the Missouri, and they provide electricity all around, of course, the central portion of the region, and they do freeze up in the winter when we get cold down to minus 20, minus 30. The falls, they really do slow down, but people keep moving around, and right now we're praying for snow. We'd like to get out there and do some skiing and some snowboarding.
Well, I saw you average 5 feet of snow a year. I live in Minnesota, so I can understand that, but to some folks listening outside of the Midwest and the North in the Midwest, that sounds like a whole lot of snow.
Oh, it definitely is. And it comes, you know, and goes at different parts of the year. I mean, last year, for instance, everybody started slow. I mean, it was like mid-December before the ski season really began. And there's 16 resorts here in the Treasure State. We sit between, of course, Yellowstone and Glacier.
Right.
And there's plenty of opportunity, but we need the snow. That's just it. And it's holding off. And sure, you know, the late season fly fishermen and the golfers, they love it. But as far as the outdoor recreation is higher up, they're waiting for it, and they're praying for it.
Well, I'm sure they are, no question. All right, so we want to go this direction. Lola, we're going to come back to you. So, you know, Thanksgiving, you think about it, is 12 days away. What's a favorite Thanksgiving tradition in your community?
Oh, we have several of them. Here in the Beckley area, we have the Beckley Exhibition Coal Mine, Appalachian Coal Town Christmas. Of course, this is an actual mine and coal camp, so it's very historical. But they put up over 10,000 lights on these beautiful historic buildings. And it has been nationally recognized. It is absolutely
well, that's something
beautiful.
To come see, no question. Roger, what say you?
We have a couple of little things going on. Nothing's great, big, and huge, but they put up the lights. They use the big city trucks to put the lights up, and storefronts start to put up lights of their own and tinsel in the windows, and it really transforms very quickly on Black Friday.
Love that. So Great Falls, Montana, Troy, what's a favorite Thanksgiving tradition in your community?
Thanksgiving has to be football, followed by the parade of lights. I mean, everybody's sitting around watching it and welcoming anybody who wants to come over. There's a lot of volunteer work and such. But on Saturday following Thanksgiving, it's the parade of lights that really kicks off the holiday season.
Well, I love that. And Bobby, who's running things for us in Dallas right now, you just perked up his ears. He loves hearing that. So, listen, we appreciate the three of you joining us. We love doing these national communal forums. We sincerely appreciate all of you for being an affiliate of this program. We could not do it without you. We hope you all have a great Thanksgiving with your own families and in your communities as well. So have a great weekend. Thanks for being part of the show today.
Happy Thank holidays. You, and congratulations on your recent
Happy
award.
Holidays.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much, everybody. Appreciate that. All right, well, listen, after this quick sponsors break, everybody, volunteering when you travel and studying abroad, that's going to have our attention for the G Block. The personal connection is next. Stay with us.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows that the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need security from SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system. It's their biggest deal of the year. Just head to simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe. Well, you just saw it. The privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled returns, do not wait for the IRS letter to act. Getting ahead of it is a smart move and never contact the IRS directly. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. They've got a strong relationship with the IRS with genius strategies to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. It's free to speak with one of their strategists, so call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors. I'm Mary Carey, saying thanks for tuning in to this Christmas Encore presentation that originally aired back on November 16th.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, let's get back to it, everyone. We are now moving into the personal connection segment of the show, and we're sponsored by ScenicUSA.com/Carey.
You're going to find that when traveling with Scenic, it's more than a cruise. They're hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences, and they're designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, the team at Scenic is going to deliver a trip of a lifetime for you.
You know, river cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own, from personalized butlers and five unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes. These are top-notch cruises, folks, and their travel dollars well spent. Right now, as a show fan, you'll receive 2-for-1 fares plus free air and other bonus savings. For example, you'll get an additional $100 off any offer that's out there, even with a travel advisor with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y. So go check out ScenicUSA.com/CARRY or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Volunteering and studying abroad can be highly enriching cultural experiences that really connect travelers in deeper ways to the community of a destination. So Go Abroad is a leading platform to find these worldwide opportunities, and it was the first platform of its kind when Troy Peden founded it in 1997. As a result of his efforts, Troy is considered a pioneer and industry expert in the volunteer travel space, which is actually a fairly young travel sector. We invited Troy to join us today for today's personal connection, and here he is now.
Welcome aboard, Troy. Nice to have you on the program with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great having you aboard with us. You were the first study abroad coordinator at the University of Colorado at Denver and then at Jacksonville University. And to Mary's point, that supports that this is still a young field within travel. I want to go back. You know, you started Go Abroad in 1997. I'd enjoy hearing what led to you creating the company, particularly how revolutionary it was at the time.
Sure. I was actually working on my PhD at the time, and in 1997, I became aware of the internet. It had been around earlier, but I actually had to use it for my studies. And that same year, Council Travel out of New York, they had a publishing division, and they had published guidebooks, which we kept for students in a lounge. Students would come in, they'd find programs, call toll-free numbers, get applications in the mail, and so on. That year, 1997, Council Travel got out of the publishing business, and we just saw an opportunity actually for the University of Colorado students to create a directory online. Mm-hmm. But of course, 1997, we were imagining the only people using the internet would be students in computer labs. We didn't know about laptops and smartphones and things like that at that time. So,
well, it certainly is. The word Robert used is very true, because it really was revolutionary at the time. And now here you are with a thriving, very robust site. I'm looking at the site right now. I see a number of offerings you and your team help coordinate for travelers, from volunteering abroad to interning abroad, teaching abroad, adventure travel, gap years, even language schools. So I'm curious, in terms of growth, is there a particular sector growing at a faster rate these days?
It varies with world events. obviously with COVID and it changed the industry quite a bit. But I would say international education globally continues to grow. Mm-hmm. Volunteering abroad will always exist and it grows, but the way in which it's delivered changes over time. And then, you know, international events in the Ukraine and Israel and things like that have an impact on it. Politics have an impact on travel as well.
So in terms of vetting organizations, that's always critically important. And it's very altruistic to help people when you travel. Robert and I have done it, and it's certainly a wonderful thing to do. But I do think there are probably things that people need to be aware of before committing their time and possibly their money. So can you talk with us and maybe share some things travelers should be aware of to make sure a volunteer organization abroad is legitimate?
Yeah, I think there's more tools to vet organizations today. And certainly there's a lot of online reviews. You can talk to alumni and people who've participated in the programs. You can look and verify that they're a nonprofit or an NGO or whatever it is you're looking for. I would say the biggest change in that space is the understanding that travelers are going really to help out where help is needed. It's not so much a vacation or a Instagram selfie opportunity. Unless you're a doctor going on something like Doctors Without Borders or mm-hmm. somebody committing 2 years to Peace Corps, you're basically showing up for a short trip, and you have to be willing to do what they need you to do, which might be construction, it might be a teacher's aide, it might be planting trees. Whatever their mission is, you've got to be willing to participate in that.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. You know, I'm going to build on that with you in a second because you've got me thinking about something. You know, the theme of our personal connection segment, which this is, it's straightforward, Troy. I mean, it's how travel connects and transforms. So Mary mm-hmm. mentioned it, and what you were just talking about brought me back to something. So last year, Mary and I did some volunteer work on Maui after the Lahaina fires. We went there. Mm-hmm. We didn't publicize it with the show. We weren't taking selfies or any of that stuff, as you just said. Mm-hmm. It was actually quite moving and rewarding for us. Yeah. We felt that it's a place that we happen to love, but we felt it was so important to give back and help others, you know, in mm-hmm. their time of need. And we did it in a few different ways, both with local organizations and then through a church there. But I want you to talk about the impact you think just, you know, spending a few hours, maybe it's a few months, whatever it is, can have on both the volunteer and the community that they're engaging.
My oldest son, all of my kids have studied abroad and done all of the programs, but my oldest did the Peace Corps in Mongolia, and I got to visit him in Western Mongolia. And I think the takeaway is always that the real impact is on the individual. It's not that you're coming in to change a system or to teach them your way. It's about connecting with people, showing them that, you know, we're all part of the same family, and you're willing to get down in the trenches or whatever is needed to work alongside them without pay, without any sort of external reward. So I think the impact is usually on the individual, and I think international educators have come to realize that and appreciate that. And I think when volunteers also understand that. But I agree with you. I think that immersing yourself, it's one of the greatest ways to immerse yourself in the culture, because you will instantly bond with the local people you're working with. You'll get to know them better even than you would in a classroom or perhaps an internship, a professional setting.
I'm curious if you, when you were young, had an opportunity to volunteer, and is that kind of like what started this whole thing?
It is, and it did, and I come from a small Midwestern farm town, and volunteering abroad at a young age really changed my perspective on everything. And, you know, we get regular feedback from people who changed their major, they changed their goals in life, they changed where they live. So, it's a transformational experience for most people. And it's university students who do it, who participate in any sort of meaningful travel, typically rated as the most educational aspect of their degree program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could powerful. Very much yeah. so when you say mm-hmm. that. You know, Barry and I were going through some things. First of all, Troy, I see you have 8 children. That's a whole other type of personal connection, by the way.
You mentioned one.
So, exactly right. And I know you did mention that. But I'm curious if you have sent, you know, your other kids out on any trips, and is there anything memorable that you want to share with our listeners?
I have a daughter right now on a semester program in Barcelona, Spain. Five of our kids are biological. Three are adopted from Colombia. So, you know, that my experience, my personal experience has obviously influenced that decision. They've all had the different programs. They all vary in what they want to do with their lives. But I would say they have a shared empathy and a shared respect for humanity.
Well, travel does that. Yeah, no question about it. Actually, we were just in Barcelona earlier this week. So last question for you. We got about maybe 30 seconds on this, if you can. You know, you look back at what you created 27 years ago with Go Abroad. You've been on some ride. You know, any thoughts on the impact that you've had?
Because we're on the internet, we don't always get to experience that impact. But occasionally when I'm abroad and I meet somebody who says, oh, yeah, Go Abroad, that was the thing that sent me here and made me do this. The ripple effects are, you can't measure them. You won't always get the feedback, but I know it's big, and we've got 1 million people a month using the site. So it goes on. It's also multi-generational. Yeah. When you volunteer abroad or study abroad, you encourage your kids to do the
same.
Well,
you pay it forward. That's kind of that saying. Yeah. So I want to give the website to folks right now before we run out of time. To learn more, folks, perhaps do your own type of traveling, you know, and have an impact. The website, very easy, goabroad.com, goabroad.com. Congratulations, Troy, and thanks for being part of the show with us today.
Thank you so much, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you. All the best to you. Take care.
Cheers.
Cheers. Take care.
All right. Well, interesting conversation with Troy. Good for him. Goabroad.com, folks. Next, it's The Right Stuff, and coming right behind that, it's going to be show friend Trey Baj. She's going to be sharing some advanced deals for Black Friday. Folks, it's just 13 days away. I can't believe it. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, Kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patent adjustable fill that adjust to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Wherever, however you're hearing today's show, what follows is an encore presentation for Christmas that originally aired on November 16th.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to this segment of the show. It's sponsored by CBDistillery.com. Let me ask you a question. Is your medicine cabinet crammed with stuff that doesn't work? Are you still not sleeping and feel all stressed out? We say clear out the medicine cabinet and reset with CBD from CB Distillery. It'll provide you with a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found a remedy, make the change to CBDistillery.com. And with more than 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, they're a source you can trust. As a listener of our show, we've secured a 20% discount to get you started with the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y. By the way, they even offer products for pets. Visit CBDistillery.com to save 20% with code CARRY, or look under sponsors at rmworldtravel.com for a direct link, as always. You know, from time to time, we cover adventure travel on this show, but I would wager we've never interviewed anyone who has embraced those two words, adventure travel, more passionately than my next guest. Benedict Allen is the author of a number of books on expeditions to such places as the Amazon and remote regions of Siberia. Please note that these were one-man expeditions because Mr. Arnold sought out unexplored regions of his own, often relying on indigenous people for survival. He's been shot at by Pablo Escobar's henchmen. He's been left for dead by loggers in the wilds of Brazil. He's survived malaria twice there as well and barely made it out of Papua New Guinea with severe dengue. His book, Explorer, is a riveting account of his fascination with a region in Papua New Guinea, that's in the southwestern Pacific, by the way, where he became, after a long and fairly brutal initiation, an honorary family member of a hill tribe unfamiliar with white people or the world beyond the dense rainforest these folks called home. Benedict, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you. Let's start at the beginning. Can you briefly describe how, as a youngster growing up in England, you developed this desire to go where, in some cases, no man had ever gone before, with no financial sponsors, no satellite phone, and usually no companions?
Yeah, my dad was a test pilot, and I vividly remember him just flying overhead, over the backyard, testing out these planes. There's one particular plane called a Vulcan bomber, which is really charismatic, especially when it's flown just above your head. I mean, it's a massive, great thing. He used to carry the British nuclear deterrent. So it's a very important plane. But seeing your dad fly this plane, it just made all the difference to me. I began believing somehow that I could be a bit different. I could realize my own dreams. And my dream, even by the age of 10, I suppose, was to be an explorer. Because my dad had been flying to all sorts of amazing places and told me stories about the Amazon and New Guinea. And I just thought, wow, one day I want to get out there and be a pioneer myself. So I think it's because my dad was this pioneer that it just made me think it's possible. You know, I could realize my dream. But then years went by and I realized I didn't have one of the things that it took, which was money. I didn't have any money. So I worked in a warehouse, just stacking books, and eventually got just enough money to get myself to South America. And that was my first expedition. I mean, really based on the idea that I didn't have any money, but the local people didn't have any money either. Maybe they would help me through one of the remotest bits of the Amazon. So I was totally unprepared, totally unskilled. But I had that lovely thing that you have when you're in your early 20s. I suppose I was 22 by now. I thought I was immortal. You know, it's
yes.
A great thing, Rudy. You know, you're that age. You just think, I can do anything. And that's what kept me going for a while, at least.
Well, we call this segment the Right Stuff segment because we're featuring you as an author. You've written about 12 books. The one we're featuring is your latest one, called Explorer. But let me just quote two paragraphs from your book. The technique remain unchanged. Go alone and place your life in the hands of those we once called primitive. Do this, and they might trust you. Do this, and you might live to go home. Unquote. And as I noted in the introduction, you've been shot at, beat up, robbed, became very sick, but never by the indigenous people. You weren't hurt by them. But you did manage to survive anacondas, tarantulas, and all kinds of other stuff. One more quote. I was pushing myself further and further to extremes, from rainforests to wind-strewn sands to unrelenting ice, as if my main need was the struggle itself, and perhaps it was. Unquote. Have you figured out, and we only have about a minute and a half left in this segment, do you figure out why you pushed yourself to these extremes? You weren't looking for butterflies. You weren't looking for oil. You know, you weren't trying to chronicle. I don't know. You were just going.
I was just going, and repeatedly so. And I think it all stems from that first expedition. At first, I was just a dreamer. I just went off to realize my dream. Then the horrible reality, which was I was attacked by two gold miners. They came for me in the night with knives. I jumped into my canoe capsized, lost everything I needed to survive, and I walked out of the forest. And it took me something like 3 weeks. I got two types of malaria. And so I think, really, my rest of my life has been trying to understand about why I didn't die on that occasion. But also, I realized that, you know, I developed skills. I suddenly became a survivor in rainforests, and that led to survival skills in the desert and later in the Arctic. So again and again, repeating the same pattern, throwing myself in, because although things can get really bad, of course, at certain times, you also feel very, very alive when you're pushed to your limit. I think it's addictive to some extent. But I was also learning so much more about myself and about the world.
Benedict Allen is the author of a dozen books about exploring, and I mean exploring. This book is called Explorer, his most recent one. We're going to talk about him after this, talk about that book a little more after this break. You're listening to your favorite travel show, RM World Travel. Thanks so much. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Mary Carey here to share that what follows is an encore presentation as we replay our November 16th broadcast to all of our stations out there across the U.S. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Hey, if you owe back taxes, let me tell you something. This segment is sponsored by Tax Network USA, and they don't want you to gamble with the IRS because it's a no-win situation. You need Tax Network USA, and the website for them is simple, tnusa.com/carry. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ aggressive strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor, even if you haven't filed in 1, 5, or 10 years. What gives these folks such an edge? Well, their preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and which to avoid, and they won't back down until they secure the best settlement for you, which could save you thousands. That's how they've helped resolve more than $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. So don't wait until the IRS closes in. Give Tax Network USA a call. It's free, it's confidential, and it's straightforward. Talk with one of their strategists and see how they can help you. TNUSA.com/carry or call 800-780-8888. Direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors as well. Well, before the break, we were talking with the British author of a book that makes all of our lives look quite humdum, frankly. Benedict Allen's book is titled Explore, one of a dozen books he's written of exploring the world, of crossing hot sands and way too cold ice. He's an explorer who seeks out never before explored regions in the world, some where no one lives, somewhere tribes with their own language and customs are bizarre to Western eyes. He travels alone and with little knowledge of what he might encounter, an approach that's put him in great danger at times. Benedict, your book Explorer focuses on the wilds of Papua New Guinea. Can you explain why that destination, necessarily, and what kind of society, briefly, that you encountered there and actually assimilated into?
Yeah, I realized after my very first expedition, which haven't been a great success, I've been attacked by gold miners, I realized what I had to do was learn about the forest, otherwise I just was not going to survive. So I thought I'll leave the Amazon aside, start afresh. I settled down in New Guinea, and after quite a few months there, I came across people called the Nyara, and they had a ceremony to become a man as strong as a crocodile. And a young man said to me, look, if you call yourself an explorer, you should do whatever it takes. And what it takes is to go through our secret ceremony. And so I got involved in the ceremony. I thought, this is amazing. And it was a huge privilege, but it was also very brutal, as it turned out. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I was hidden away with 20 other young men. And every day we were beaten with sticks. And furthermore, we were cut repeatedly with bamboo blades to give us scars, like crocodile marks, up and down our chests and back. So it was a very, very thorough ceremony. It actually involved being beaten for 6 weeks every day. But I came out of it really knowing myself and knowing my strengths and my weaknesses. And, of course, it was, as I say, a huge privilege to be allowed through the ceremony, but it also personally equipped me better for future expeditions as an explorer.
And you went back there. Now, this was when you were a young man. You went back 30 years later, not once, but twice. You don't have to tell me exactly why, but tell us why in brief.
Yeah, I felt I owed it to the local people. They had this extraordinary amount of knowledge about the rainforest, which has been cut down all over the place. And there was one particular people called the Yifo, who I'd heard about, who were totally, totally isolated. Gold miners moving in on them. These were the last days of their culture.
And so that's when you first went there. That's when you first went there, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you went back to check them out.
I thought years later, 20 years later, I thought, wow, these people must have been wiped out by now. The gold mines were everywhere. But it turns out they weren't. I heard that they were still up there on the mountain, went to see them. Absolutely amazing scenes just to hug these people whose language I didn't fully understand. And yet we still had this moment in history together. We'd seen each other all those years ago, and we'd all survived. You know, I didn't think I'd survive, they didn't think they'd survive, but we had. But it was during this expedition, the final expedition, when things went badly wrong. I got dengue fever, got cut off from the outside world by fighting amongst different communities, and in the end this became a big drama around the world as news agencies wondered what had happened to me, whether I'd been killed or not. And finally I was rescued.
Let me quote from the book Explorer one more time. Benedict Arnold writes, here, bathed in the seething fog, I think fog must fog in English. Is that what that is?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right, let me use fog. Here, bathed in the seething fog that I haven't seen for 30 years, I feel it again, what I felt when I was young, the thrill of being dwarfed by such a quantity of life. Everywhere, other species are busy, hissing, chewing, sucking, panting. A moth flies by, blunt white face like that of a miniature owl. Damsel flies hang before us like a twig of brass, like twigs of brass. Unquote. I read this to you as we say goodbye to our author, because he's a heck of a writer besides being a very unusual and brave explorer. Benedict's book is called Explorer. Benedict, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck with any future expeditions, and certainly with all your books.
Thank you so much. Be fun.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Robert Carey here to share what follows as an encore presentation of the show that originally was broadcast back on November 16th.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to the New York City area, everyone, as Mary and I reconnect with all of you for the J Block Black Friday travel deals with show friend Trey Baj is on tap, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/Carey.
There's no safe like SimpliSafe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business is always being looked after.
Which is something we all want, right? They have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders. There are no contracts. It costs less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/Carey to get their best deal of the year. You're going to save 60% as a show fan today, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Well, we've mentioned her name a few times today to promote this segment, and yes, show friend and smart shopping expert Trey Baj is indeed back with us today. We've asked her to join us and share a few travel-oriented gift ideas for the holidays and what she's seen take shape for the upcoming Black Friday deals.
Well, it is always nice to have you on the show, Trey. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me back. I love chatting with you guys.
Well, we enjoy it as well very much. So, all right, let's talk about this. Black Friday, just 13 days away. I want to talk first about the BioLite Charge. This is the 100 Max model. What are your pluses and minuses, and do you recommend it for our show fans?
Yeah, so the BioLite Charge 100 Max is BioLite's brand new charger. And I love this charger for someone who goes on long trips and carries multiple devices, because just a regular mobile charger is not going to get you very far if you're without power for a while. So the BioLite Charge can charge multiple items. It has 25,000 milliamps, which is a lot. It can charge up to 5 devices simultaneously, so including your hotspot, tablets, phones, earbuds, 15-inch laptops, and it has a helpful battery indicator light. So I love that. And the one sort of minus of this charger is that it's a little bit heavy. It weighs 1.3 pounds. So this is not for, you know, a day of sightseeing, so you have to drag it around, or if you're camping or hiking, something like that. But if you don't have to go too far, like, so for example, if you're flying, if you're on a cruise, things like that, this is a great, like, big charger to carry.
I can't believe it can charge 5 at the same time like that.
And I agree with you. The indicator light's helpful, because, you know, you're always wondering, right? So I like that.
I'm drawn to the fragrance atomizer tray. It's TSA approved. And at first I was questioning, all right, how do you get the perfume into this gadget? But I did do a little research on it, and I see once you take the spray head off the perfume or the cologne for the guys, you just pump it to fill. So do share more, because I love this product.
This is a great product. I've known about this one for a while, and they just introduced a bunch of new colors, so I thought it would be fun to address it again. So this is from Travelo. It's a classic HD fragrance atomizer. It's tiny, and like you said, it is very easy to fill. You just unscrew your fragrance and then screw in the other one, and there's a little funnel, too, depending on the packaging that you're filling from. And this is just a lovely way to make sure that you have your favorite fragrances with you, rather than carrying that big glass bottle or that fancy bottle or that heavy bottle. Yeah. So this is a really nice way to travel light with your fragrances. And it's only $19. So it's very affordable, and it comes in lots of colors.
A good price.
Yeah.
On that.
And I assume that a lot of these things will be on sale on Black Friday.
Absolutely,
so,
right.
And especially the charger would be my guess that'll be on sale.
Right.
Okay. And so another product, the mini umbrella. It's tiny, but it looks like it packs a punch. It's the kind of thing you pack. You hope you don't need it, but invariably, depending on where you are in the world, you might.
Well, you always need an umbrella, right?
So what do you say about this one?
Yeah, so this is the Davek Mini. It's spelled D-A-V-E-K. It's $60. It is such a tiny umbrella. Like, you can't believe how small it is. And, you know, you've probably experienced with really tiny umbrellas that they're not great in wind. And,
correct.
You know, yes, they're convenient, but they don't hold up very well. So this one for me is, it checks all the boxes. It is very sturdy. It is a legitimate umbrella, but somehow they have made this umbrella so small and so light that you can literally pop it in the bottom of your bag and forget about it, and then you are always prepared. It offers 34 to 38 inches of rain coverage. It's less than 7 inches long when closed, and it's available in 10 colors, and it offers up to 90% UV protection. So it's a great sun umbrella
as
well.
We were just in Barcelona, saw a lot of people walking, because it was so sunny with the umbrellas for that.
Yeah,
interesting. All right, so we got about a minute left. So I see your husband's favorite camping chair is made by Helinox. I believe that's how I have it correct. I'm with him, frankly. I love a comfortable chair, especially if I'm at the beach. This is an American company, folks. It's special. specializes in camping and outdoor gear. So the key to this chair, Trey, seems to be how lightweight it is. Give us the scoop on the Chair One.
Yeah, so the Helinox Chair One is something that my husband and I both love. We've been using it for years, and he is very fussy about his camping gear, and he brings us on his camping trip when he goes with the guys several times a year. It's super lightweight. It's just over 2 pounds, but it actually folds out into a proper chair. So it has legs. You're not sitting on the ground. It is fantastic. It's made with an aluminum alloy. It comes in lots of different colors and folds down quite small. So it actually fits into the pocket of your backpack, like where you would put a water bottle, for example. So that's how small it is. It's a fantastic chair to bring to the park as well. So this is one of my favorites. We each have one, and I'm glad we both have one because we'd be fighting over it.
Well, I want to give the website, folks, TrueTray.com, and that's T-R-A-E. Trey, always nice connecting with you. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and have a nice rest of the weekend too, okay?
Thanks so much. You too.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Trey. TrueTray.com, folks. Go check out her website. All those items are listed, and you will save as well. That's going to do it for today. Thank you again to the now 600-plus weekly stations airing this program across the USA. Thanks also to the SATW Foundation for honoring us with the first-place win, the Gold Award for the Lowell Thomas Award in 2024, and recognizing us as the top nationally syndicated travel radio show. Until next Saturday, November 23rd, when we're all back at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.